Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The greatest gift, don't buy me any crap. I don't need any crap. The greatest gift is time with the people we love, and we want to keep the people we love healthy and safe. And so I was moved when I saw that full-page ad that Minnesota hospitals combined to put out yesterday, saying we're heartbroken, we are overwhelmed. That's the message. Dr. David Hilden, Hennepin Healthcare. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Paul.
What is the latest? Are there any ICU beds available at Hennepin Healthcare?
Well, not really, no. Most of the time we're simply full, and if one becomes available, it's not available for very long. I'm talking an hour or so, because somebody's waiting in the emergency department for that bed. So think of it as the busiest restaurant in the world. Those tables, dude, you just can't get a table. and it's pretty dire right now. And you're right, the CEOs of literally all the Minnesota large healthcare systems, all nine of the big systems, ranging from Essentia in Duluth to CentraCare in St. Cloud to Mayo in Rochester and all the big Twin Cities metro areas, they took out this full-page ad because we're just at the point where we feel that the public needs to know that we are not in business as usual in our healthcare system. And the two words that they elected to use, heartbroken and overwhelmed, are really appropriate. And that's the general sense at healthcare systems. And the heartbroken part is just that this is all preventable. Almost all of this COVID comorbidities, COVID disease that we're seeing is preventable, if people do what they know what to do. And then the overwhelmed part is that you just need to know that the care is safe in Minnesota hospitals. It really is. It's just very busy. And so if you need to go to the emergency department, you do so, but just be prepared that your healthcare systems are a bit overwhelmed right now.
Yeah, I've got a lead foot. I like to drive fast. It's one of many weaknesses, character flaws. But I'm taking it extra easy out there between slush on the highways, a little bit of ice, and the fact that, God forbid, you get into an accident. Nobody ever wants to get into a car accident, but if you do now, this idea that there's a bed waiting for you and the care you need is waiting for you, we can't make that assumption. What percentage, just ballpark, people in the ICU, how much of it is COVID-related? How much of it is just the normal disease and accidents and issues that people have during a non-pandemic?
Right. I don't have exact numbers, but the number of COVIDs in the ICU is much more than it was, say, many months ago. And those, I think we have, 30 or 40 people in the hospital with COVID. And in the ICUs, we have very large ICUs at Hennepin Healthcare. But many, many, many of them have COVID. And those that do look different from the other patients. First of all, it's very uncommon for unvaccinated people to be deathly ill with COVID. So the majority, the vast majority of patients in the ICU are unvaccinated. They're younger as well. We're seeing younger people, just regular, not older adults in their 30s, 40s, 50s, on life support systems with COVID. and they're almost all unvaccinated. So it's younger people. They're staying there much longer. And for those who do have COVID, they're unvaccinated. And it's not like there's 3 or 4 people of the 60 ICU beds or however many we have. I don't have the exact numbers, but it's well into the double digits. It's a lot of people.
Dr. Hilton, last question. Of course, we want people to get vaccinated and get the booster shots for their own good, for the good of their families, their communities. But some people say, well, look, if I do get sick, there are all these antivirals, you know, the cocktail. Pfizer just announced that their new COVID pill can stave off the most severe disease, and apparently it works against Omicron. What do you say to people who say, I'll take my chances, I'm not going to get vaccinated, because now we have doctors have new tools in their toolbox. I can just take a pill if I get this thing.
Right. Yeah, right. That's like saying, well, you know, I'm not going to wear my seatbelt because there's always an orthopedic surgeon that'll fix my broken bone. You know, so you know, prevention's better than a cure, to use the old phrase. And it's the same thing as I'm not going to put snow tires on because I know a guy one time who put his snow tires on and he still got in an accident. Therefore, snow tires are worthless. That logic doesn't work. Prevention is the way to go. And if you are unvaccinated, this thing's going to find you. Count on it. You can just count on it. You're not safe if you're unvaccinated. And so this pandemic will continue to go as long as there is a forest full of unburned trees for this forest fire to find. We need to get rid of the fuel for this thing, and vaccination is your only way to do this. If you're unvaccinated, you'll get coronavirus. It's almost a certainty. And why take that chance? I mean, why would you take that chance with you, your family, your loved ones, your community? It's just the right thing to do.
Dr. Hilton, 30 seconds. Are things going to get a little worse before they get better? What's your spidey sense telling you?
Well, I think maybe for the next few weeks, we're still in a rough spot. We're in the longest plateau, and we're like a mountain that doesn't have a peak. We're at a mountain that just has a flat top, and we're just stuck at the top of this thing. I'm thinking that in the next few weeks, I'm hopeful that in the next few weeks, it'll start to plateau and go down. I'm not terribly optimistic of that, but I'm hopeful. I think there's at least a chance this thing could get better.
Dr. David Hilton, Hennepin Healthcare, thank you to you and your amazing staff.
Thanks, Paul.
You bet. Traffic and weather next.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.